And we are on the Big Steamy Zone. And my guest is from Low Outreach Christian Church, Pastor Sharon and Rebecca Richardson. How you doing?
Doing wonderful, man. Doing great. Great to be with you.
And, great. Let me tell the listeners here that this is a brand new segment that's starting on the show. It's called the Encourager Ministry. And we are going to be encouraging other ministers, encouraging other gospel artists, and I'm going to, from time to time, be coming with short sermons. But right now, I'm the minister.
The name, of course, the name of the church, it always tells you something about the vision and something about the mission of the church. And so being World Outreach Christian Church, one of the primary focuses is actually to serve the community by reaching out in all kinds of ways. We thoroughly believe that you can always tell the effectiveness of a church by how the community feels when the church is not there. If your community doesn't miss you, maybe you're not doing enough effective evangelism and outreach into the community. And so we really want to make an impact on broken lives, whether it be single moms, whether it be the drug addicted, whether it be gang related. We just believe that God is sending us to that area to be a blessing to that entire community.
Do you have outreach ministries? Like, are you on radio?
Yes, we are. We've actually just started. This is our third week. We're on Harvest Radio and the Harvest Global Network. We're coming on every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. And you can actually listen to it locally if you're in the New Jersey area, or you can actually go online and listen to it live every Sunday morning at 7 a.m.
All right. And where are you located in Jersey, or otherwise, when are you going to be moving to Jersey City?
We're in the process right now. We should be our first service, but right now we're scheduled for September 13th. We're just finalizing. We're looking at a few different buildings to facilitate the service. But as of right now, we're tentatively looking at September 13th being our initial service in Jersey City, New Jersey.
All right. Now, you have an event that is planned for July 12th. In Liberty State Park in Jersey City, New Jersey. Tell the listeners more about the event.
Amen. Well, actually, that's July 11th. This is a Saturday. And the event is entitled JC for JC, which stands for Jersey City for Jesus Christ. And what it is, it's a prayer rally and a family fun day. The initial purpose of it was just really to bring the spiritual community together so we can pray for the needs of our community. I'm a firm believer, man, that prayer changes things. And so what we're going to be doing is it's going to be kicking off at 12 noon. And we're going to have food. We're going to have entertainment. We're going to have games and a lot of things for the children. But every half an hour, we're going to pause so that we can pray for a different need in our community, whether it be drugs, gang violence. We want to pray for, and we want to also pray for the leaders of our community, the government officials. And so each half an hour, man, we want to penetrate the heavens and come together and lift our voices and pray unto God. And we're just believing, man, that this is not just, it's going to be fun, it's going to be fellowship, but most of all, it's going to be life-changing. We believe in that coming together, praying together, we're going to be able to create an atmosphere where God will really begin to change the culture of the city.
And prayer is much needed, especially the times that we're living in right now. We're in an economic situation, and not too many people are having jobs now. So what are you planning on doing for as far as helping the people who need help in the area in Jersey City and those in the surrounding areas?
Well, one of the things we're doing, and that's we're looking to really partner as a ministry with different organizations that are already there. Where we are right now, one of the things that we're a part of, my wife oversees a food pantry, and we're very blessed, and we get to really help feed a lot of the people in the community that have stumbled upon hard times. The thing that we do, it's not just about handing out food, but we want when people come to receive, we make sure that they understand that just because we're going through tough times, it doesn't mean that we're bad people. It doesn't mean that we're less than anybody else. We all face tough times from time to time. And so our mission is to minister to people through those tough times. Also, you know, we actually came up there recently and we met with the mayor's office because we're really trying to, first of all, find out what the city is already doing and find ways that we can partner with the city. Sometimes we waste resources trying to reinvent the wheel when you already have things that are available and we'll just tap into it. We realize there are so many challenges facing us at this time. But in one of the sermons that I was blessed to preach, I let the people know that sometimes as people of God, we need to not always get our news from CNN. Sometimes we need to tune into GOD because God has an answer for every crisis that we may face.
It's the GOD network.
Amen.
Anyway, amen. I was going to ask you this first, but God has other questions in mind. But how long have you been in Tennessee? How long have you been serving the Lord at your calling?
I was born and raised in Jersey City, New Jersey. Lived there for 17 years and relocated to North Carolina. My father, when he moved out, he took me with him. And we've been living in North Carolina. I've been living in North Carolina now for almost 19 years. I've lived 17, been gone for 19, and now, by the grace of God, returning back to Jersey City. I've actually been in the ministry now for, almost 15 years. Like most, people called of God, you know, I knew at a young age that, there was something different about, my life, that there was something more that I desired to do. But of course, you know, unless you have people in your life that can really guide you in that direction, you know, we all tend to stray from time to time. But it's, you know, I know we don't have the time, but it was just a wonderful testimony about a friend of mine, who ended up getting saved, serving the Lord. And it was through him that he introduced me, to Jesus Christ. And so, at an early age, man, I just began to just answer the call of God in my life. And so now, I made the initial, final decision for Christ at the age of 22 and been serving them ever since, man. And so, you know, from an early age, I knew that, there was a call of God upon my life.
Wow. Somebody let me know, when you do have to, I know you're very busy and, time is not allowing you to ask the world question, but, we will be inviting you back on the encouragement ministry. But on the business card, I like this. It says, "Grow out the empowering the kingdom, empowering the saints, influencing the culture, impacting the world." Tell me something about this that you have for this church.
I'm glad you brought that up. Well, those are the four pillars of the church. The first one, establishing the kingdom. We firmly believe that God, when God calls us, he calls us into not just into church, but into the kingdom of God. And as we begin to understand that, our mindset changes. You know, we thank God for church, man. Where would we be without the Institute of Church? But living on the kingdom, that's a whole different mindset. And so the first thing I believe, and when Jesus came, he preached the kingdom. And so as kingdom citizens, you begin to think differently. A king's kid thinks way different than just a church kid. You understand what I'm saying? And so when we realize that we're children of the king, it just changes how we think about things and how we approach life, and influencing the culture. I believe that sometimes we as the church, we tend to shy away from the culture. We tend to want to stay in the box. But, you know, Jesus said we are the salt of the earth. And unless the salt gets out the shaker, it never changes the taste of anything around. And so I believe that God wants us to not so much be attacking the culture when we can go in and influence the culture. I believe we need men and women of God in movies. Thank God for Tyler Perry. You know, how many lives have been changed because he decided to step out of the box? And, you know, yeah, we all can see that something's wrong with the culture, but why not do something to help change it by influencing it? So I believe that's a strong pillar for God's people. Also, we're talking about impacting the world, which that's pretty much self-explanatory. But I believe that as people of God, that our world should know that Jesus is alive because we're there. In the secular arena, you know, working a secular job, you know, I'm a firm believer that people should know who we are, not by what we say, but by what we do. And it's amazing how much more impact we can have without saying one word. Sometimes we do damage because we're quick to say who we serve, and then people are watching us. But I think it's so much better when somebody can just see the light in you, and then when they approach you and they want to know, man, there's something different about you, and then there's a wonderful opportunity for us to say, yeah, the difference is that I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and empowering the saints. And that's when we get into the outreach part. We want people that are part of World Outreach Church to be empowered. And so we minister on different levels. We want to minister about economic things, about becoming homeowners. We want people to be empowered. So when they walk out, they're not just empowered spiritually, but in every area of their lives. We want fathers to be empowered to be better fathers, mothers to be empowered to be better mothers. We need more businessmen in the community. You know, one of the things, yeah. You know, we do outreach in prisons. And one of the hard things about ministering in prisons is so many times when these people, when they serve their time and they get out, it's just they find it so difficult to find employment, you know, and it's almost like a double sentence. It's like, yeah, I've served my time, but it's like I'm serving my time all over again because I can't even find a job. Well, I believe that as God empowers us, that we, as we have more Christian business owners, you know, how much better will it be to where we can say, listen, you know, not only will serving God change your life, but hey, you know, we can also not just give you Jesus, but we can give you Jesus and give you a job, you know. And so I believe that, you know, that's what we need right now, man. We the world needs to see what difference is it. You know, I'm hearing about Jesus, but I believe that when they see Jesus in action, when they see that having him in our lives makes us better in every area of our lives, then it won't be so hard to get people to want to serve the God that we serve.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And something that just came up, and I know that you're a very limited schedule, but I want to thank you so much for the time and wanting to appear on the Encouragement Ministry segment. But how do you feel about a lot of preachers who are preaching prosperity and then some just speaking evangelists, the two different kinds of preaching, their evangelistic and their prosperity? How do you feel about those?
Excellent, excellent question, man. Well, you have, I think, they go hand in hand, you know. To effectively evangelize, it takes finances, you know, and just like this event that we're doing on July 11th, well, you know, it's free to the public, but it wasn't free to the ministry. You know, someone has to pay for the food, you know, someone has to pay for the things that we're going to be giving out. And so you need the prosperity. I believe that when God gives you a vision, then he will also provide the provision to bring it to pass. And so I don't think you can have one without the other. I think you want to evangelize people, but at the same time, you know, just like getting on radio, it takes finances to be on the radio. And so I think that they actually both work hand in hand together.
Mm-hmm. How are we on time?
We've got a little extra time there. So Deshaun, take your time, man. We're with you as long as you need us.
I want to ask you about a couple of questions that you just spoke upon prison ministries, and there's a couple of people who is going to be either going in jail, going out of jail, like Michael Vick, who is scheduled to be released from prison, and Classico, who is supposed to be entering prison. Now, do you think that they will be able to return to football? Do you think that people could pray for them? And you know, because a lot of people are very angry about Michael Vick, and a lot of people are angry at Classico for what they both did.
Right. Yeah, I do believe that both of those guys will find a home in the NFL. You know, and we just need, you know, I noticed that Michael Vick, when this thing first happened, one of the things he did was, you know, he came out and he was saying that he had given his life to the Lord while he was in prison. And I believe that as the body of Christ, you know, sometimes we may blow that off and say, well, he just did that because he was in trouble. But, you know, Deshaun, most of us turn to God because we found ourselves in trouble. And so, you know, I'm not one to throw stones or say this wasn't real. We need to really pray for these brothers. We need to pray for them. Sometimes it takes us going through hard times for us to realize that we're just human and that we do need God. And so how much more effective could a Michael Vick be for the kingdom of God? And now he can turn his life around and show the world. Look at Deion Sanders, you know. Look at some of these other guys who've made the turn. They've come into the body of Christ. And so I believe that, man. I'm praying for those brothers, you know. You know, we all make mistakes, you know. It's just that their mistakes are on display for the whole world to see, you know. But this, you know, even when we're in the prisons, you know, one of the things that we tell them in there is that, hey, you know, a lot of people made the same mistake. The only difference is they didn't get caught, you know. And so I believe that, you know, we just need to be prayerful as people, man, and just really lift up these people and just allow God to use this opportunity for his name's sake and for his glory. So I'm praying, you know, hey, you know, being from Jersey, man, you know I'm praying for the Giants.
<You know? laughs> Giants.
Yeah, I'm a Giants fan.
Then I answer that question, Jerry.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. So we are definitely looking forward to having you come by. Why don't you make mention of the July 11th event again? Where is it going to take place? What time to what time? So that people could reserve their spots to come to this event. Your truly will be over there. Hopefully it'll be a nice sunny day. So
yes,
you have the floor, Pastor.
Amen. Well, once again, the name of the event is JC for JC, Jersey City for Jesus Christ. And this is actually going to be held at Liberty State Park's Freedom Field. The event starts at 12 noon and up until 5 p.m. You can actually register online. The website is www.occnj.com. And if you go to that website, it actually goes into detail about the event. You can find out more about our ministry. And you can actually register online for the event. Even though it's free, we have limited space, and so you do have to register to be a part of it. And so let me get that website again. Once again, it's www.occnj.com. And you know, and for those wonderful listeners, man, just drop us a line. Let us know you heard the interview tonight. You know, if there's any comments, you know, there's a place on there that you can just tell us how you feel, you know, what's on your heart. You know, if you're in the New Jersey area, you know, contact, reach out to us, man. We would love to hear from you.
Now, in the beginning of the Encouragement Ministry, I had a letter plan to give a trial sermon. So I don't know if you are able to listen to the trial sermon if you can.
Okay.
But at the end, I would like to do to prayer the invitation for those who are without Jesus in their life. So I wonder if you could do that at the end.
Okay.
Alright. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to give this sermon, "You Are a Winner." And one of the main verses in the Bible is always quoted, "I can do all things through Christ that blesses me." How many of us were told that we will not amount to anything or are a loser? Well, take it from someone who has been told that many in more ways than one. Jobs that say you will not work here because of your disability. Told by women that I was only seen as a friend, not as a future husband. And time again, I wanted to give up, but thank God, Jesus brought a friend to me to tell me, winners never give up, for I am a winner, and that is what you are, what you have been told. Well, whenever you're going to do, Jesus has already given a whole month for you. God wants to give you what your heart desires, but you must not never give up. God wants you to do a work for him. That you are the apple of his eye. God wants you to have more than enough. God wants us to be blessed. You know, Satan always wants to steal things from us. And Jesus said, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and to have it more abundantly. We have victory over Satan. He is the real loser. Do you know who you are? You are a champion. You are important. God wants you to have a help you. God wants you to talk. God wants you to be on his winning team and spread his good news. Tell yourself, I am a winner. Satan is the real loser. I will not give up. I will go for all of my dreams. I know without a doubt, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So I will use my faith to trust you, Lord. I can't make it if without the Lord's help. I am the head and not the tail. Thank you for your forgiveness of my sins. And I am on a winning team now. Let's celebrate like winners. Put on your other team. Tell them, oh yes I can, I am a winner. So you are saying to have to watch me get victory through Christ. Amen.
Amen. Well,
so I don't know how much I know, but if Pastor would like to do the advice and prayer, if anybody that not saved.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's pray, Sean.
Yes.
We just want to take a minute and just, if you're out there tonight, maybe you were saved and maybe you backslidden, or maybe you've never given your heart to the Lord before. Well, we want you to know that it's not hard, you know. Jesus said, he put it this way. He says, if you can believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that he is Lord, that he rose from the dead, the difference with our God and any other so-called God is that our God is not in the ground anymore. Our prophet lives, and he lives in heaven. And so wherever you are, you know, when I got saved, I did it in my bedroom. And wherever you are tonight, just take a minute and just let God begin to speak to you. And ask him. It's just as simple as asking him. Tell him, first of all, God, I do believe. I do believe that you died for me. I do believe, God, that you rose with all power in your hand. And just ask him right now, Lord, I just ask you to come into my life. I ask you to take it over, God. God, I just surrender my whole life to you. And I thank you, God, that you died to forgive me of my sins. And not only that, God, but right now I forgive. I forgive everybody who's ever done anything against me. And I confess to you, Lord, that I need your forgiveness. Just take a minute and just in your own way tell the Lord that you repent. God, I'm sorry. I've lived this way on my own too long. And now ask him once again to come into your heart, come into your life. God, I surrender my whole life unto you. Let the devil know that he can't have you anymore. You don't serve him anymore, but you're giving your heart to the Lord. And so right now, God, I just give you my life. I say from this moment on, I'm yours. I believe it in my heart, and I confess it with my mouth that Jesus is not just Lord, but he's my Lord. And I thank you that from this night forward, God, I will serve you the rest of my life. I will trust you. I will lean and I will depend upon you. Thank you, Lord, for dying for me. Thank you for shedding your blood for me. And I speak that from this night forward, because I prayed this prayer, I am saved. If you pray that prayer, just begin to tell God, thank you, wherever you are. because he's stepping into your room and he's changing your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We want to thank you for being the first ever guest on the Encourager Ministry segment of the Big D Zone. Yeah. And once again, our guests have been Pastor Salvo and Rebecca Richardson of the World Outreach Christian Church, about to be in Jersey City, New Jersey in September, Pastor?
September 13th.
September 13th. And
yes, sir.
We want to have you back on the Encourager Ministry, so like when the day comes by, that you can tell where the church is located, the service times, and other services throughout the week. So we will definitely have you back on.
Sounds great, man. Look forward to it.
Yes. Tell everybody the website again and how they can get in contact with you and your ministry so they can find out more about World Outreach Christian Church in Kinshasa.
Amen. And once again, that website is www.wocnj.com. WOCCNJ.com. And once again, you can find out all the information about the church, about myself, about my wife, just everything, man, that you could want to know about our ministry is on there. And also, there's a link if you want to listen to our broadcast, you can listen to that off the website. And so, go ahead and check that website out.
All right. Well, this is the Encourager Ministries portion of the Big D Zone, and once again, I would like to thank you so very much for appearing on the program. And when you move back to Jersey City, let us know that you come by and when you're ready to come on the show.
Amen. Sounds great.
All right. Well, while we still have Pastor on the phone, we would like to definitely like to let you know that the Encouragement Ministries is also going to be expanding, and the Big D Zone will also be expanding as well. We will still be here on bpsradio.com every month. This is our original home station. We're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. But we would just like to tell the people, you know, with God's permission and everybody, just so everybody can let people know that we are praying that the Big D Zone Encourage Ministries will be on WPAT 9:30 a.m., Thursdays 3 to 4 a.m., and also we are going to be starting in July on Christian Fellowship Council, and we're going to let you know what days that we're going to be on. But on TV, we are going to be back on Channel 19, North and South Orange. So please stay tuned to the broadcast. We will let you know what day and what time. Also, my co-host will have a show right here on bpsradio.com. Breakthrough Radio is coming really, really soon. So please stay tuned to the show. By the way, the reason why we didn't have the co-host, which is Tyrone Jackson, he was on vacation, and he was in Austin, New York. I think he's either coming home today or tomorrow. So we connect him traveling mostly and give him angels so that he can come back safely and then come back on the next 6 month program. Matter of fact, he may be doing the next time program, because until I have funds, I may or may not have the funds, but he will be taking over for the Big D Zone, so you could have a little taste of Tyrone Jackson's breakthrough, taking over once again for the Big D Zone. So any final words from Pastor of the World Outreach Club, Sister Church, do you have any encouraging words for the listeners? That's
it. You are a great inspiration, man. You know, you have such a wonderful heart, wonderful spirit, man. And I just want to commend you for the great work that you're doing. Keep up the good work, man. Keep letting God use you. Keep touching lives for the kingdom of God. And I want to just reiterate what you said, man. Never give up, you know. Quit is never win, and winners never quit, you know. And as long as you got Jesus on your side, we can truly do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Doesn't matter what you've been through. If you've fallen, dust yourself back off. Get back in the race. God is still on your side.